Welcome to this preview of the 900 Views podcast. I'm Pat Bode, your host, and I'm with Will Keeps, who's a musician and youth activist. I'm going to keep using the phrase, although you'll find out next week that that's a relatively new phrase for Will. And some things we didn't get to in the interview that we want to cover here. We'll start with some music he's got coming up.
Okay. I have a music video coming out called Feeling Something, and it's a video about Tiffany Allison's story. And Tiffany Allison was a victim of abuse of her boyfriend that she was with, and we talked, and I said I wanted to write a song about her side of the story and how she felt, and we did that. And so now we're working on a music video about what happened, and there's going to be an actual scene in there where we have two actors that are really going at it, you know, and the guy is really abusing the young lady.
Ouch.
It's going to be a tough view, but I feel like abusers need to actually see this as well, not just the victim but the abusers, just to see how it can affect both of you guys' lives, you know. And so I just want to, when it comes down to my videos, I want it to be, I just have to be honest of how I feel and how I see things. And then we have another video called Spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy is a video where I feel like all cultures should come together. We all are a different spice. And putting it together would make the meal taste so much better. And so this video would be like a home outside home party where everybody just having fun, playing cards, listening to music, dancing, and we just being spicy. We just having fun and getting together. And I have another artist named Maria will be in this, performing this video as well. So I'm excited.
And you've got a relationship getting started with Carson King, a name I think a lot of Iowans know for his turning beer into dollars.
Yes.
And your organization, StartsRightHere.org, is a third chance, as you've described it, mm-hmm. organization for Des Moines area youth who need some options. And Carson's helping you?
Carson is helping. He knew who I was before he became the big Carson King. And when he told me that, I was like, what? He said, man, I watch all your videos, Will. And I was like, that's what's up. So we went out to dinner last week, and we had a real good conversation. And I wanted to let him know, Carson, I forgive you. And, you know, with all the bad things they were saying, tweets and all that stuff.
Yes.
I said, look, man, we ain't got to talk about that. I forgive you. If I can forgive a 16-year-old kids that are doing crazy stuff out here in the streets today, I can forgive you. And I told him, I said, I need your help.
Yeah.
Let's use both of our platforms to really do something for the community and do it together and let everybody know that. He said, I'm in. And so he called me last night and said he has some things he wants to talk to me about because he has some things brewing for me. So
so to speak.
Yeah. I didn't even realize I said that.
So to speak.
Right.
And before we close, just to give people a little bit of a taste of what I think is just a lovely conversation that they'll hear next week or so, it's something you said to me when I first talked to you about having this conversation. And you said, quote, I need to look just as beautiful as the drug dealer, mm-hmm. unquote. What do you mean by that? And how do you use the word beautiful there?
Because the kids today look at the drug dealer as something that they want to be. They see that as being their life, that money, that power, that respect, that street life, that street cred, those stripes. They want to be that so bad. Some of them. I want them to look at me. One of the ones that are out here doing positive work, I want them to look at me and say, you know what? I'd rather choose Will Keeps than choose the drug dealer because I see that he is doing something just as beautiful in their eyes and what they're saying. I know what the drug dealer is doing is not beautiful, but they think that. But the kids would say, I'm doing something just as beautiful. So I want them to actually say, when it's that time for them to make a choice I want them to stay. I'm going with Will. I'm going with Starks right here. I feel like that is a more powerful. If I want that money, that power, respect, I can get in the way, but not skipping steps, but taking the necessary steps to get it and doing it the right way. And I would appreciate it more. And Will can help do that.
Thank you, Will Keeps. And folks, stay tuned to a longer conversation with Will Keeps next week on 900 Views, brought to you by way of Mainframe Studios at 900 Keough Way in downtown Des Moines. And as always, I like to remind you of the First Friday events at Mainframe. Don't miss those as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.